From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he and President Donald Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks undermining the ability of their government to protect the country.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Friday's news briefing came a day after transcripts were released of the president's telephone conversations with foreign leaders in the first few days of his administration. The United States is seeking the quick adoption of a U.N. Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of about a $1 billion a year in revenue. The call for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches. François Delattre, the French permanent representative to the U.N., called North Korea's recent launches a threat to the international community.
The last two launches have put us at a critical juncture, and the credibility of the Security Council is at stake.
Diplomats say that after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, the Security Council is moving closer to a vote, as all 15 members are now seen and discuss the U.S. draft text. Preliminary results show Rwanda's longtime president, Paul Kagame, with a strong lead in Friday's presidential election. He has received more than 95% of the vote in many rural districts. Vote counting is continuing in Rwanda's capital of Kigali. Provisional results will be announced Saturday afternoon. For more information, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila for the ASEAN 2017 summit. The United States continues to call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea from erupting into a violent confrontation. Secretary Tillerson will also seek greater cooperation from regional allies in isolating North Korea.
There is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland. In doing so, we've sought to partner with China. China does account for 90% of economic activity with North Korea.
Tillerson will be walking a fine line with the Southeast Asian bloc, seeking assurances from them to isolate Pyongyang without creating the perception that North Korea overshadows their concerns in the South China Sea. A federal appeals court on Friday threw out the murder conviction of an ex-Blackwater security guard and ordered three of his former colleagues to be resentenced. From Reuters News, Tom Rowe reports.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ordering a new trial for former security contractor Nicholas Slatten, serving life in prison for the killings, and the resentencing of three others, saying the 30 years they were facing behind bars was too long. The stunning decision reopening one of the darkest chapters of the Iraq War, the four guards opening fire with machine guns on the Iraqis, including women and children, at Baghdad's Nisour Square, but insisting they were under attack as their Blackwater convoy made what prosecutors called a reckless effort to clear the road for U.S. diplomats. The appeals court ruled the trial court had, quote, abused its discretion by not allowing Slatten, who was charged with murder for firing the first shot, to be tried separately from the other defendants charged with manslaughter.
That's Tom Rowe from Reuters News. Al-Shabaab militants have retaken a strategic town linking Somalia's capital to the western regions of the country. Residents in Ligo, about 120 kilometers from Mogadishu, say they saw militants enter and seize the town early Friday morning after Ugandan troops stationed there completed their withdrawal. Venezuelan National Guardsmen have launched tear gas at journalists covering Friday's opposition march toward downtown Caracas against the installment of President Nicolas Maduro's Constituent Assembly. Defying criticism from Washington to the Vatican, Venezuela's ruling party on Friday installed a new super assembly that supporters promise will pacify the country and critics fear will lead to a tool for imposing dictatorship. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.